Today I want to talk about code switching. Code switching is when a person switches, or changes, from one way of talking to another. Usually it happens in different situations. So a person may use one dialect at home and then code switch to another dialect at school or work. One example of code switching is the way teenagers change their speech when talking to their friends or to an adult. You've probably experienced this as a teenager. There were some slang words that you used only with your friends, not with parents or teachers. And your parents probably hated the way you spoke, right? Parents always hate teen slang. But anyway, this slang, it's really a teenage dialect. And when teens switch from the teen dialect to the standard dialect, this is code switching. Why do teenagers use this dialect? Well, because it's an important way for teens to show their identity, to show that they fit in with their friends. It also shows that they're separate from their parents. So by code switching into a teenage dialect with their friends, a teenager is saying, "I'm one of you."
I'm in charge of hiring new staff for my department at work. Recently, I had to hire someone for a pretty important position in the company. Now, I had it narrowed down pretty quickly to two people, Tony and Max. It was a little harder after that because they had very similar resumes. And they were both really impressive during the interview. Now, I have to admit that I hate to waste time making decisions. So here's what I did. First, I wrote down a few important questions and called each person right away to talk to them one last time. Then I hung up the phone, looked at the clock, and gave myself 5 minutes to decide. It didn't even take me that long. Tony had said he would work for less money than we were offering. So, I hired Max. I didn't want to hire someone who was willing to settle for less. The way I see it, you just have to go with your instincts. That is, you do what you think is best, and then just hope that it works out. I mean, we all get strong feelings about things, and usually those feelings are right. The important thing is to act quickly. I've been pretty lucky so far. The people I've hired have all worked out. No major problems yet.
I used to see something I liked and I would just buy it. But now, I'm saving for my future. I mean, someday I want to own my own home. Anyway, I find making expensive purchases quite difficult. Probably because now I don't want to make a mistake and get stuck, especially for something that costs a lot of money, like a car. So, when I bought my car, I knew I just couldn't go to a used car lot and choose one. No impulse buys for me. I needed a lot of time to think it over and consider the options. So, first, I read consumer magazines and did research online to see how their cars were rated. I wanted to know the average prices and safety records of different cars. I mean, you never know. And once I decided which one I liked, I read the classified ads until I found someone who was selling one used. I suppose you could say that my approach takes a lot of time, but once I make up my mind, I feel secure in my decisions. It's so different from the way I used to be.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking to Hollywood star Tom Wiley. Before the break, we were talking about your life, Tom, before you became a big star. I mean, you didn't just become a star overnight. You struggled for many years.
You can say that again.
Tell us a little about it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think I must have worked 20 or 30 different jobs.
Really? That's a lot.
Well, in the beginning, I couldn't find steady work as an actor, so I had to do something to put food on the table. You have to eat, right?
That's interesting. So, what kinds of jobs did you have?
A little bit of everything, I guess. I worked as a taxi driver, in a department store, and painting houses, to name a few. I wasn't good at any of them. I think I ended up getting fired from most of those jobs.
Oh, yeah? Come on, tell us a few stories.
This is so embarrassing. Well, one time I was working for a big department store in Chicago, in the luggage department. It was so boring. I mean, we didn't have many customers during the day, and that's when I worked. Sometimes, when I got sleepy, I used to lie down behind the luggage racks and take a nap.
So what happened?
Well, one day I got caught by my boss, and he fired me on the spot. It was terrible. Then there was the time I decided to paint houses. You know, you have to climb these high ladders to do the job, right? Well, it turned out that I was afraid of heights. The first time I climbed up a ladder, I got dizzy and fell and broke my wrist.
No.
Yes. But the worst thing was that when I fell, I knocked the paint over and it came down all over my coworkers. So, naturally, I got fired again.
Any other war stories?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but I got hired as a cab driver. I drove a taxi, but that only lasted a few days.
Did you get fired?
How did you guess? On my third day, I had an accident. Luckily, no one was hurt. My passenger was fine, but it scared me to death. That was enough for me, and that was the end of my days as a driver.
It seems you're a little accident prone. It's a good thing you made it as an actor.
Yes, I guess you could say that.
Thanks for sharing your stories with us. Coming up after the break, we'll talk with Tom about his latest movie, scheduled for release in September.
So before I came here, I went to the newsagent, picked up a drink, and just all of the newspapers are full of celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, every front page, something new about what's happened to such and such, or oh gosh, such and such is on holiday, let's have a look at really horrible bikini pictures of them. I mean, do we really care about celebrities? I mean, oh.
Oh, I yeah. agree so much.
Yeah, what? We do, of course we do. It's like a soap opera right in front of our eyes, but they're real people, kind of.
They're not real people, that's the whole point. They lead these exaggerated lives of what normal people
it's
don't
It's like
actually
real
do.
People, but the fabulous version.
What?
It's great.
Vince, I can't believe you just said that. It's so shallow.
So would you pick up a magazine, a celebrity magazine that's full of sort of pictures and articles about celebs, what they're doing, where they are?
Of course, why not? Because I'm interested, I want to know how they live. I want to know what kind of places they go to, and I want to know what kind of food they eat and clothes they wear.
How is that going to enrich your life?
I'm just interested. I like people, and I'm interested in people, and they are just interesting people.
If you like people, why don't you just be with your friends? Why do you have to go and look in a celebrity magazine?
I am with my friends, and we all look at the celebrity magazines.
You all look at the celebrity
magazines? Well, we do other stuff as well, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It can be a quite communal activity.
So do you think...
But what about it do you even like? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I can understand premieres and stuff being exciting because it's like a one-off event.
Yeah,
so
of course.
You go and you see people
because
they're not in your world. But every day to need to be fed by a constant stream of banality, how does that excite you?
It's just that I like the people that I'm looking at. I like the singers and the actors and the TV personalities and the models
but Vince,
and all that kind
of
stuff.
But Vince, a lot of them aren't that. A lot of them are just celebrity. That's what Katie's saying.
They're fake. They're not leading a real life. Why do you want to base your life on them?
It's interesting. Why is it not interesting?
Interesting.
It's the same way as learning about ancient Greeks. It's the same thing.
Oh, Vince.
It's a civilization thing. It's like anthropology.
But they're not... But that is.
I just
They're
think the
real.
World would be a better place if the media didn't focus on celebrities every single day.
So what would you rather read about or hear about?
I'd rather know about what's happening around the world. I'd rather know about, you know, how we're helping other countries or to help the environment rather than knowing about what some pop star has just eaten for breakfast.
It's not even about that. I mean, that's a bit worthy. I mean, it's great, I agree. Yeah, it's nice to know what's going on, but you can still have fun. But it's more about having fun in your own life, not needing to get it from a magazine every
single
day.
But it's just like reading a book. It's like you're just getting information.
But
it's just
you're
like
not reading a book. You're looking at pictures of people that don't do nothing apart from
it's the stimulation. It's cool. There's no harm in it.
So of course there's harm in it. Look at all the... Sorry, Kate, but just all teenagers, girls, boys, 15, 16, that's their main influence. That's where they get all their ideas from. So a picture of a girl who's running about a beach on a bikini this big, that's their idea of an
idol. They should take responsibility for that. That's, you know, these people, they go and they have their lives and they're not trying to be role models. They're just doing their job. No one asked them to, you know.
What's their job?
Their job, well, they're singers or they're actors or they're models. But no one's, but you know, they're not asking to be like, you know, role models to kids. And if kids, you know, parents should bring their kids up in a certain way where it's like, you know, this is this and this is that. And they have their own moral kind of groundings. I just like the fashion. I like the excitement of their kind of bigger than normal lives. I think it's fun.
Our topic today is television, TV, and how it affects us. As you all know, today, children watch a lot of TV. The average child watches about 3.5 hours of TV every day, right? 3.5 hours. More and more parents are worried about how all this television is affecting their kids. What do they worry about? Well, one thing that parents worry about is how violence on television affects their kids. Today we're going to talk about two different opinions, two different views about television violence. The first opinion, or the first view, is that violence on television makes children violent. Many parents think that violence on television causes children to be violent, to do violent things. There are two reasons for this view. The first reason is that there is a lot of violence on television today. Some people have counted the violent actions on TV in an average day. This includes murders, attacks, and threats. The average number of violent actions on TV is about 10 per hour. Okay? 10 violent actions per hour of TV. And guess what? The most violent shows on TV are children's cartoons. TV shows that are especially for children. Cartoons have an average of 18 violent actions per hour. So let's think about this. By the time a child is 12, he or she will see a total of about 8,000 murders and 100,000 other violent actions on television. That is a lot of violence. Parents are worried that all this violence will make their children become more violent, that all this violence will make their children want to be violent. The second reason that parents are worried about violence on TV is that children like to imitate things that they see people do. It's simple. Children do imitate adults. Children learn by imitating adults. And like it or not, children also imitate things they see on television. Children from 2 to 5 years old may not know the difference between something on TV and something in real life. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes young children don't know the difference between TV and real life. One very sad example of this happened to a little 5-year-old boy. The little boy saw a cartoon on TV where their cartoon characters lit a bed on fire and said, "Fire is fun." The same day, this little boy imitated what he saw on TV and lit his 2-year-old sister's bed on fire. His sister died in the fire, and their house burned down. Why did he do it? Was it because he saw it on TV? Many people think so. So this is one example of how children can imitate violent things they see on TV. Because there's a lot of violence on TV, and children may imitate the violence, many parents want to stop the violence on TV.